every day in every way. And the best way to do that is to stop talking about discrimination and start talking about the nation. We're coming together as a people in spite of what you say. Thank you, gentlemen. I yield back.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Members are reminded to address their remarks to the chair. The gentleman from Texas reserves, the gentlelady from California.
Thank you very much. The gentleman, Mr. Kelly, please do not leave because I want you to know that I am more offended as an African-American woman than you will ever be. And this business about making America great again, it is your president that's dividing this country. And don't talk to me about the fact that we don't understand what happens on the automobile. No, I will not yield. No, I will not yield.
Okay.
Don't tell me that we don't understand. That's the attitude that's been given toward women time and time again.
The gentlelady will suspend. The chair wishes to remind all members that they are to address their remarks to the chair. Gentlelady will continue.
I respect the chair, but don't stop me in the middle when you didn't stop him in the middle. And so I shall continue. Don't you dare talk to me like that and think that somehow women don't understand what goes on the floor of automobile dealers.
Minded to direct her remarks to the chair. The gentlelady will continue in order.
I will continue to do that. However, I don't appreciate that you did not interrupt him when he was making those outrageous remarks about him knowing more about discrimination than I know about discrimination. I resent that, and I resent the remark about making America great again. He's down here making a speech for this dishonorable president of the United States of America. Having said that, I reserve the balance of my time, and no, I do not yield not one second to you. Not one second. Not one second to you.